I was invited to speak to a gathering, a symposium of the Canon Law Society of Slovakia, sponsored by the Bishops' Conference. In the United States, I have spoken and written many things about religious freedom in the contemporary world, and how important it is for Christians, because of our belief in the gospel and because of our understanding of human dignity, to work very strongly and clearly to favor religious freedom.
So this, I assume, will be the topic, main topic of your speech.
Yes, I think both in the United States and in both Eastern and Western Europe today, there's a tendency for us to be afraid to speak the gospel clearly in the marketplace of world opinion and views of other people. And so I encourage Catholics to be very courageous in speaking the faith with confidence, with charity, but also with great confidence, because it's the truth.
I heard a few interesting quotations of your speeches in America and worldwide. One of them says that Catholics should be Catholics and they shouldn't pick from the tradition only what they want or prefer. Yes.
In the United States, we call these people cafeteria Catholics. You know, in a cafeteria, you see many different things and you pick something you like, and things you don't like so much you don't take. But the gospel is one whole truth, and it's a gift to us from God through Jesus Christ. And so we don't pick and choose. We receive everything in the gospel as a gift.
What is the situation like regarding this in your archdiocese?
Well, my archdiocese is in the center of the United States. Colorado is geographically in the center of the United States. And Denver itself is a very cosmopolitan and secular city. And because of that, we have all the traditional struggles of the West that any major contemporary city would have. And we have a lot of people who resist the gospel because it's identified with the old ways and not with modern ways. And so we have the great task of making the gospel relevant, both by our preaching of the gospel, but also living it faithfully day to day.